Good afternoon, everybody. Good morning, good evening, depending on whenever you get this podcast. You're welcome to yet another episode of Spice Up Your Day with Favour DJ. And today we have a guest with us in person of Mr. Emmanuel Amadu. He's a friend, a mentor, and a boss. Mr. Emmanuel Amadu is a personal development trainer and a prolific transformational speaker. He's the founder of the Leaders Manner Network, a community of over 5,000 members, Amazon published author of 4 in-demand books. And today he's here to talk about self-discipline and mental focus. I trust you have a nice time as you do well to listen to him. So over to you, Mr. Emmanuel.
Thank you so much, Favour DJ. It's such a privilege to be on your show. Thank you so much for this opportunity. I truly know that I'm going to be a blessing to as many people who will get to listen to this podcast. So I'm being told I'm going to be speaking about self-discipline and mental focus, and we're going to be splitting it into 2 episodes. So in this episode, I'm going to be talking about why people struggle to be disciplined and focused. Okay, why do people struggle to do what they have to do when they have to do it, whether they feel like it or not? In the second episode, I'm going to be talking about practical strategies that you can apply to be more disciplined and focused. So the first episode is solely going to be about, you know, why you struggle. It's very important you know why you struggle. Before you can solve a problem, you must know why that problem exists in the first place. So I'll jump right in and you know, share with us why people struggle to be disciplined and focused. Just 3 quick, you know, reasons that I'm very confident and I know with certainty.
After so many years of,
the first reason why people struggle with self-discipline is lack of clarity. Lack of clarity. Listen to me. If there is a strong relationship between your ability to see the result, to see what you want to achieve, and your ability to be disciplined to get it done, your ability to see the result and your ability to take action and get it done. I'm a person of faith, so I might just quote a scripture here and there. You know, there's a verse in the scripture that says, I will stand upon my watch and see what the Lord will say, so that he, you write the vision, he says, so that he that reads it may run with it. A strong relationship between reading of the vision and running with the vision. You will never be disciplined if you are not clear on what you want to achieve. There are so many young people who do not have a goal. They do not have a vision of what they want to achieve. If I ask you, what do you want to be in the next 5 years? What do you want to be at the end of 1 year? Do you have a clear written down statement of what you want to achieve? People who are lazy are people who do not have something in the future that inspires them. Hope inspires discipline. Vision inspires discipline. The moment you are not clear on what you want to achieve, whether it's a goal, whether it's, you know, is a project, whatever it is vision that gives us life. It is vision that pushes us to move forward. You know, the moment you do not have a vision, the moment you are not clear on what you want to achieve in the future, you will struggle to be disciplined. This is the reason why a lot of people struggle, you know, to get out of bed. As Anthony Robbins would say, he would say, people are not lazy. They do not just have a big enough goal that inspires them. They do not have something that is clear, something that they can see that inspires them. It is the picture of the future that gives you the strength, the stamina, to withstand the challenges, the hurdles, the tasks, and the responsibilities of today. So there must be something bigger than today that you are looking forward to, and it must be clear and compelling enough. So this is the first reason why a lot of people struggle. They do not have clarity of the future, clarity of the goal they want to achieve, something in the future that drives them. Okay, the second reason why a lot of people struggle to be disciplined is because they do not have a why. They do not have a why for their goals. They do not have a why for living. When I say why, I mean purpose. They do not have, you know, a reason for doing what they are doing. The weapons you go to battle with is not as powerful as the reason why you go to battle. You know, many years ago, about 30 years ago, Buster Douglas beat Mike Tyson in the ring. And at that time, Mike Tyson was one of the world's heavyweight champion. He had fought 53 people and he won all of them by KO. But Buster Douglas defeated Mike Tyson by a KO. And as at that time, it was predicted that Buster Douglas could not win, even by luck, could not win Mike Tyson. But Buster Douglas won Mike Tyson. And it was discovered that just 7 days before the match, Buster Douglas' mother was in the hospital, and shortly before she died, she told Buster Douglas, she said, "Do me this one wish. I want you to win that battle against Mike Tyson. I want you to win that battle against Mike Tyson." So when Buster Douglas went into that ring to fight Mike Tyson, he was not just fighting for the reward. He was fighting to fulfill his mother's dying wish to beat Mike Tyson, because he had a stronger why. He was able to defeat Mike Tyson because Buster Douglas had a stronger reason for fighting that battle. You will never be disciplined if you do not have a why. Why do you wake up every morning? Why do you, you know, do the things that you do? Why does Favor DJ record this podcast? If she does not have a why for doing it, she will not be consistent. She will not be disciplined. She will not be focused. Why do you go to school? This is why many people go to school and at the end of the day, they graduate with results that do not reflect their true identity, because they are studying courses that they don't like. They are studying courses that they are not passionate about. They are studying courses that they don't have a strong why for. The moment you have a strong purpose for doing something, nobody needs to tailor you around. Nobody needs to say, "Go and do this." You don't beg a child to play with sand. The child plays with sand naturally because he has a passion. He has a strong why for playing with sand. That's how it is. Anything you love to do, anything you have a strong emotional connection for, you will do easily. You will do easily. So that's the second reason why a lot of people struggle with self-discipline and to be focused. I said the first reason is that they do not have clarity, lack of clarity. The second reason I said is that they do not have a strong why, lack of purpose for what they do. The third and last reason, very important reason, is that they lack willpower. They lack willpower. Willpower is like your muscle, you know, your arm muscle. The strength of your muscle will determine the load of what you can carry. You see it? If you have a very weak muscle, you cannot carry a very strong load. So willpower is that ability to do things even when you do not feel like doing them. Willpower is that energy that comes from within. And the interesting thing is that you can develop your willpower. You can develop it just like the way you can exercise your muscle. You can exercise your willpower. How do you exercise your willpower? By doing little things consistently. By doing little things consistently. For example, I'm going to make up my mind that in the next 30 days, I will make my bed. I will make my bed immediately after I wake up. As you are making up your bed every morning when you wake up, what you are doing is that you are building up your willpower. You are building up your stamina to be able to say no, to be able to do what you have to do when you have to do it, whether or not you feel like it. So if you do not have the willpower to do little things consistently, you will not have the willpower to do big things when they come. So self-discipline is predicated upon these three reasons. And without you fulfilling these three reasons, you will always find yourself struggling with self-discipline. And the first reason I said why people struggle to be disciplined and focused, why a lot of people are distracted, you know, from what they should be doing, is that they do not have clarity. They lack clarity. What do I want to achieve in the next 5 years? What do I want to achieve in the next 10 years? You know, Favor DJ is creating this wonderful podcast, and I'm very sure she has a vision. She has a clear purpose for doing this. She knows why she's doing it, and this is why, you know, she has that discipline to continue to do it. The second reason why people struggle, I said, is lack of why, lack of a purpose for doing what they are doing. It's not just about doing things. Why are you doing it? Why do you wake up every morning? Why do you go to school? Why do you study? Why do you read books? If there is no revelation behind it, there will not be discipline to do it. The last reason I spoke about is lack of willpower. Willpower, I said, is that inside force that gets you up to do what you have to do. You will never always have just the zeal and the passion to do things. Certain times your life will defy all odds. You have to have that fuel from inside, that energy from inside. It's called willpower. And I said, willpower, you can grow your willpower, you can develop your willpower. I truly hope you've gotten so much value from this episode. I truly urge you to listen to the next episode where I'll be speaking about practical strategies to be more disciplined and focused. When she would release it, make sure you watch out for it. Make sure you listen to it. And I'm very sure you'll be blessed. Thank you.
Thank you so, so much, Mr. Emmanuel Amaju. I believe this is a wake-up call for most of us. You have to find out where you are. Are you lacking in clarity or in your purpose or even in your willpower? Stay tuned for the next episode to get the full package. Thank you, and don't forget to share with your loved ones. Bye. Hello everyone, you're welcome to Spice Up Your Day with Favor DJ, and we're back with our guests in person of Mr. Emmanuel Amaju. For those of you that missed the first episode, let me give you a brief intro about him. Mr. Emmanuel Amaju is a personal development trainer and prolific transformational speaker. He's the founder of Leaders Manner Network, a community of over 5,000 members. Amazon published author of 4 in-demand books. So today is going to continue from where he started. He took us through the journey of why people struggle to discipline, to be disciplined and focused. And today is going to talk about practical strategies to be more disciplined and focused. Mr. Amaju, we are glad to have you back on our podcast, and we trust you're going to get value from today's session.
Thank you so, so much, Favor DJ. Thank you so much for having me once again. I truly, truly appreciate you and what you're doing. You know, the transformation you are bringing. May God bless you and may God honor you bountifully. Okay, thank you so much, guys, for tuning in. It was such a powerful, powerful, time. The last time we had this session, the last time we the first episode of this particular topic, and I'm going to be talking about what I consider to be one of the most important subject when it comes to success. So please make sure you stick with me to the end. You see, self-discipline is a bridge between goals and its accomplishment. Without self-discipline, you will not be able to achieve anything. This is why a lot of people keep wishing for what they want. This is why a lot of people keep they desire great things, but they never arrive at that reality. So today I want to share with you in this episode, I want to share with you 3 simple practical strategies that will help you to be more disciplined and focused. Okay, if you're struggling to be disciplined, if you're struggling to be focused, you are easily distracted, you want to do something, the next thing you hear boom boom on your phone and you're already checking your Facebook feed, your WhatsApp feed, and before you know it, you've spent 3 hours. There are people who spend 4 hours watching movies on a daily basis because of distraction. You will never get anything done without self-discipline and without focus. So I'm going to be sharing 3 practical strategies with you that you can use to be more self-disciplined and focused. The first strategy I'll be sharing with you is to set a clear and compelling goal. Set a clear and compelling goal. Listen to me. Many people do not have goals. When I say goal, I'm not just talking about SMART goals, having 20 goals. Remember, I said a clear and compelling goal. There's a saying that the easiest way for a hunter to come back home empty-handed is to try to chase 2 rabbits at the same time. Did you hear that? The easiest way for a hunter to come back home empty-handed is to try to chase 2 rabbits at the same time. You don't have to have 20 goals. Start with 1 clear and compelling goal. I usually call it your win and all. When I started this year, and I told myself, My win and all for this year is that I'm going to have, 5,000 WhatsApp status views by the end of December 2021. That was the goal, 5,000 WhatsApp status views. In less than 2 months, I had 400 views, starting from less than 40. You know why? I knew what I wanted to achieve. You will never be when I wake up in the morning, I'm thinking, what can I put on my status to get people to view it? What can I put to attract people? Because I had a clear and compelling goal. It was very easy for me to be disciplined, to wake up early morning to do what I had to do. So if you don't have something that is clear, something that is compelling, in the last episode, I shared that one of the reasons why people struggle with discipline is that they do not have clarity, and they do not have a strong, compelling reason for what they want to achieve. A goal will help you achieve these two objectives. You must set a goal that is clear enough and that is compelling enough. Remember what I said, Anthony Robbins said? He said that people are not lazy. They do not just have a goal that inspires them. Nobody is lazy. Nobody is lazy. When you say somebody is lazy, they are not lazy. Give them something that is compelling enough and they will not be lazy. A person who is lazy, if an armed robber comes to the house and say, do 100 push-ups, that person will do 200 push-ups. Why would that person do 200 push-ups? Because he knows that his life is on the line. There is a goal, and that goal is to do 200 push-ups, and the reward is that you will have your life. So because there is a reason for doing that push-up, that person does that push-up. So the reason why you are lazy, the reason why you struggle, the reason why you do not get things done is because you do not have a clear and compelling goal. And this is the first practical strategy. Start by writing a list of things that you want to achieve. For example, Favor can say, I want 1,000 people to listen to my podcast by the end of 2021. Just that one goal. Goals have a tendency to spread. So most times you don't need to set plenty goals. If you set one goal, by the time you break it down, it will have like 50 sub goals. But you must have a win and all. I guarantee you, if you want to be disciplined, if you want to be able to achieve so much, especially in this 21st century where there are so many distractions, then you must have a clear and compelling goal. That's the first reason. That's the second practical strategy. The second strategy that you must employ to be more disciplined and focused is to plan your day with a to-do list. Plan your day with a to-do list. Many people do not plan their day. Listen to me. The easiest way to fail is to not plan. The easiest way to fail is to not plan. Failing to plan is planning to fail. When you are failing to plan, you are planning to fail. The reason why you wake up in the morning and the next thing you do is to start watching Nigerian film or start watching American film or start watching whatever it is. Or you wake up in the morning and you start chatting early in the morning, you've not done anything, is because you don't have a plan. People who have plans do not waste time. People who know what they are going to do not waste time. If you don't know what you are going to do now, what you are going to do after now, you are going to be easily distracted. People use you to achieve their goals when you don't have a plan to achieve your own goal. Okay? So you must plan every day. So the night before or in the morning, usually the night before, between 9 and 10 p.m. in the night, I sit down and I take a sheet of paper and I ask myself, what are the things I'm going to do tomorrow? Okay, I'm going to be on Favor DJ's podcast. How will I make sure I am my best? Okay, I'm going to go to this place. I'm going to do this. So I write down a list of things I'm going to do. When it comes to taking action, it's very easy for me to take action because I already know what I'm going to do. If you do not plan, you are planning to fail. There is nothing like I don't have a plan. You either have a plan or you have a plan to fail. So you must consciously plan out your day. It is a major key to self-discipline. The moment you know what to do, it gives your brain that opportunity to not be distracted, that opportunity to know what to focus on to achieve the result that is desired. The first strategy, as I said, set a clear and compelling goal. The second strategy, I said, is plan your day with a to-do list. The last strategy is what I call to walk in tight bubbles of total focus. Walk in tight bubbles of total focus. Here's what I mean. It means that you should break out time, schedule chunks of unbroken time when you are going to walk without distractions. For example, you can tell yourself between, for me personally, in the mornings are my most productive time. I usually do not pick calls in the morning between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. That's when I go right in and I do focused work. From 2 p.m. I can be distracted, I can chat, I can do whatever it is. But between 8 a.m. and 12 a.m., I don't respond to messages, I don't check my mails. I focus and I get work done. So you must schedule times, you know, chunks of unbroken time like that, and do what I call tight bubble of total focus. Those period of time, it could be 2 hours. You tell yourself between 9 a.m. and 11 a.m., nobody will distract me. You go inside your room and you lock the door. I'm going to work. Sometimes you switch off your phone. Sometimes you lock your phone in another person's room, or you drop your phone somewhere else so that you are not distracted. I'm writing a book. I'm doing a podcast. I'm recording a course. Whatever it is, make sure you create tight bubbles of total focus around that activity, around that event, if you really want to get it done. Very, very important. Very important. Okay, so just a quick recap of what I've shared. I said there are 3 practical strategies to be more disciplined and focused. The first strategy is to set a clear and compelling goal of what you want to achieve. The second strategy is to plan every day with a to-do list. And the last strategy is to work in what I call a tight bubble of total focus. You will never achieve anything tangible and sustainably if you do not employ these 3 practical strategies to getting results and getting things done. Thank you so much once again, Fever, for having me. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to this podcast. Do not just receive the information and not apply it. The results are in the action, not in the accumulation of knowledge. So thank you until we get to, you know, interact again. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Emmanuel Amadu. We are very grateful to have you come talk to us. Like, it's as if you're talking to me. And I believe most of us are feeling this way too. You can follow him on his social media platform, Emmanuel A. Amadu, on Facebook, on Instagram. You can also check the community, Leaders Manner Network, on Facebook. He also has books for sale. You can send him a DM, or maybe you send me a message if you want to get his books. Thank you very much, and don't forget to share with your loved ones and your friends. Take care and stay safe. Bye.